Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's happening?
All right, let's do this thing. Happy Wednesday. It's the middle of the week, which means we get to say, what can I do? That's a great question. I use it like every day, but it's great for Wednesdays because you're in the middle of the week and things are kind of going crazy. When life gets in the way and you don't know what to do, just pull back, hide yourself for a couple of minutes and go, what can I do? And you'll figure it out. I promise you that. So today, we use a big old word called success. Success can be used for anything. It's just, getting what you want, right? That's kind of it. And how you're going to get it and what it follows. There's something that happens before that if you really, really want to create your life the way you want to. We'll chat about that today. It is the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. No doubt about that. Life begins when you move, but life does get in the way. So stop letting that happen. Stop it. It's going to happen all the time. Listen, get used to it, okay? Things are always going to go crazy. I got up this morning coming in the studio to record. I think, let's give us a bright, shiny, sunshiny day. Let's go ahead and record and have some fun today. It's going to be awesome. No, it's raining and thunder showers and it's dark because the time change, everything. Blah. So it's going to happen. It always does that. So we just get used to that. Put a smile on our face, hold our chin nice and high and go get what we want. That's what this show is all about. To the day I stop doing this show, which is a long way from today, I'm just going to get up every single day and go after what I want. I'm going to drag you along, kicking and screaming, whether you want to or not. And one day you're going to say, Scott, thank you for dragging me along. In fact, I have dozens and dozens of people have told me that already. So nice to have you here today. My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. It's like a radio show. It's like doing a morning radio show. The dude sounds like a disc jockey, right? Yes, because he used to be. And yet the content is good for you instead of just stopping to fill the day. I have to tell you a super duper inside little trick I learned. I'm always trying to figure out how to slow down time. And the older you get, the more you want to slow down time. And I'm always looking for simple tricks. And this was just a really crazy thing I did. Can I share it with you? Because it really worked. And you're going to say, man, that's so simple. How could that work? We have a generator outside our house. It's a whole house generator. I live in the hurricane areas of Florida, so I have a whole house generator. And once a week, the generator runs a test. It fires up. It runs for 5 minutes. It's like, I'm working. It's awesome. And it turns off. And it does it at 8:30 on a Monday morning every single week. And I have to tell you, I sat here every single week going, there's the generator. Is it another Monday? The week is gone. Do you ever think about that for your job? Oh, my God. It's Monday again. Yeah, the same thing was starting to happen to me. And I gave up Mondays and hating Mondays years ago. I said, what do I do about this thing? I wanted to test. So I said, okay, I've now moved my life back to every 2 weeks. I simply said, forget weekly stuff. I'm going every 2 weeks. What a difference that simple thing has made. And the next step is what? Every month and then every year. So if you're doing something, if your life is like repetitive, slow the repetitivity down a bit. I think you might find it's a little simple trick that might work for you. Imagine there are some people right now listening to this program with no commercials. It's an exclusive premium group, and it's been closed for a long time. It's going to open again soon. I'll tell you about it. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy, or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, Do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. So let's talk about success. Following intention. Because that's kind of what it does. So an epidemic is infecting dreamers these days. Are you a dreamer? I am. I'm a realistic guy. We'll talk about that later in the week, but I'm definitely a dreamer. I can go in that mode. I don't think I'm one of those dreamers who's like, woo, but I definitely dream. There's no doubt about that. But there is an epidemic. No, it's a pandemic affecting dreamers worldwide. And it is a big old dream buster. And I hate when it's a dream buster. Shouldn't we make our dreams happy? We should make them come true, right? Living a happy life, enjoying amazing relationships, which really make a happy life, by the way, and making more money, which really helps make a happy life. Yes, money can make you happier to a point. A lot of studies have been done. Actually, you want to know what the point is? They said about $75,000, it starts to peak out a little bit for a year. And when you get to $125,000, there are no additional benefits beyond that for happiness. Now, I'm going to tell you, I don't believe that, but that's what they say, okay? It does make you a little happier. But it seems these days, this epidemic, this pandemic is going around the world is everyone has an intention. Some intentions are good. Some intentions are bad. Some intentions are ineffective. Some intentions are silly. In any case, moving from having intentions to success requires something. And this is kind of the pandemic that's going on in the intention world. And certainly in the personal growth world, I do believe you have to follow your intent. I think you set your intent, you go. Basically setting your focus, going after it. But this is something that kind of is on the unicorn and rainbow side of what I do. And I don't like to live over there. It's a good place to go to and say, this is how we do it, but let's move this into actionable steps to make things happen. And that's my point of the show today. There's a lot of people with intentions, good or bad, conscious or unconscious, and nothing's happening after that. And sometimes when you do nothing, stuff happens. You ever notice that? Scott, I didn't do anything. My life fell apart. I know, it's because you didn't do anything. You didn't pay your bills, didn't say I love you to your wife, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, but I didn't do anything. Don't blame me. Yeah. So the two steps. If you have intention, and let's just assume it's good intention. Please make it good intention. There's enough bad intention going around. You have good intention. Well, intentions become actionable when you do one thing. You decide to follow through on your intention. If not, as I said, nothing will happen. When you do, move on to the next step. Let's say it again. You decide to follow through on your intention. I will tell you as clear as I possibly can. If you have a big dream, a big-ass goal, it's going to be really hard work. It's going to take 10 times longer than you think it's going to be. You're going to have far less support than you think. It's going to give you more sleepless nights than you think. It's just going to be the way it is. But you're going to go through it. You're not even going to think about it when you find something you love. You're just going to do it. And you're going to be glad you did it. And you probably will say after the fact, gosh, I wouldn't have done it if I knew what I had to go through. Everybody says that. But when you have this intention of what you want to do and you focus your sights on that and you start taking these direct actions to go after it, it will eventually go completely your way. Don't believe me? Look around you at all the people who have done that. They are everywhere. Most of them you can't see. They're regular folk who are just getting up, going to work, doing their thing every single day, and they're not talking about it like I am, blabbering all over the internet. Look around you. Don't be mad at your boss for owning the building and owning the business and taking trips to the ski resorts and things like that. Don't be mad. That was an intention that was followed with action. So step number one is the intention you decide to follow with actions. Easy stuff, right? Number two, once you've decided, you follow through on your intention. Your action is required. What kind of action is that going to be? Action that form a direct path to your anticipated outcome. This is the single most difficult thing for people to do. But I can't do that, Scott. I got other stuff to do. I know you got to do it all. You do. You just have to do it all. But I can delegate it. Maybe. Have you tried that? It's kind of hard to do. It's sometimes easier just to focus, get rid of all the stuff you don't want to do and focus on what you need to do. You know you need to do. The hardest thing for people, once they set their intention, and I say this, I could take an oath on this if I had to. I have worked with so many people who tell me exactly what they're going to do, and they begin to take action on it. And then what do? They're taking so much action on everything but what they want. They never get there. And eventually that will just erode you from the inside out. So it's a pretty simple equation to get the success you want in any part of your life. Number one, decide what you want. Set your intention for it. You got to do that. You don't have to shout it out. You don't have to write a manifesto or tell everybody you're doing it. Just do it yourself. Just decide. And then begin to follow through. Begin to make it happen. And when you do follow through, check yourself at every possible moment. The days are long. There's so much interactivity going on that it's easy to get off track. You got to check yourself constantly to make sure that what you're doing next is indeed the next step that you need to take to get what you want. And there may be 10,000 steps, but you know, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step, right? Was that Confucius or some martial arts guy I heard one time? I'm not sure. Our quest to be the best. I'm sorry. I said martial arts for years. That's the way it is. Yes. So decide what you want. Get strong at that. And this is an inside thing, and you can just take this as you want. Stop blabbering it to people. Don't tell people what you're going to do until you're ready to do it. Let them go practice in private. And, you know, 6 months down the road, let them go, how'd you do that? And they're like, I don't know. It just happened. Continue the myth of how things happen. All right, that's not very nice, Scott. Come on, man, don't do that. Coming tomorrow, some billionaire habits you need to pick up on. There is a reason people get billionaire, be a billionaire, and they're not cheating. There's a reason the way the system works, and they've got good habits. We'll chat about that tomorrow. Hey, see you on Facebook, too. Go to dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. Tag me and let's say hi.